Well, Robin, I just got back from a trip to Los Angeles where it hailed yesterday.
Because you were there.
Yes, exactly. I brought some winter weather from the Northeast, part of a winter storm there that brought some rain to Southern California. And as you know, in most of the country, it's not coming in the form of rain or hail when we talk about precipitation, but rather snow, which is on the ground now in every state but Florida. Boston seems to be the epicenter of snow this winter, with many people waiting to see if another storm tomorrow is going to dump enough snow to break the all-time record of 107.6 inches. It was set back in the mid-90s. Right now, Boston has 104 inches. And all that snow has made getting around very difficult, especially if you're driving a big truck. Simone Rios, from Here and Now contributor WBUR, got the view from a garbage truck.
That's the sound of trash, a small mountain of it being hucked into a garbage truck. Along with the bags is a full-size mattress and a coffee table. The truck swallows them with ease. Snowstorm after snowstorm have piled on the complaints. On the average month, the city gets in the area of 900 complaints about trash pickup. But this month alone, the city has received 4,600. All the complaints go to Rob DeRosa, the city's waste reduction superintendent. DeRosa says the department has closed more than 90% of the cases.
There was a lot of confusion with, you know, trash being delayed a day, or so they would put the trash out on the wrong day and generate a complaint. But we will be addressing them all.
At $22 million, trash collection is one of the city's most costly efforts. Every day, 60,000 homes are serviced across the city, working Saturdays in the case of holidays and snowstorms. This winter has already seen three cancellations of trash pickup. It might not sound like a lot, but until this year, there had been just four, going back to 2003. The trash collectors say every neighborhood has its challenges, but some are harder to deal with than others.
Right now, we are in the South End. This is the alleyways between West Brookline and Pembroke. These are very challenging, as you can see.
Jerry Gorman supervises trash removal for the city. He drives his F-150 down tight alleyways that crisscross through the South End. Today is trash day in the neighborhood, and Gorman has negotiated with property managers to leave their trash at the end of the alleyways. He says some of them take responsibility for their own waste. Others leave it to the city. Gorman drives his truck up one side street where a grocery truck is stuck in the snow, blocking a garbage truck. He radios for help, then heads to the end of the street.
Now I gotta drive down a one-way with my flashers on to make sure nobody can get access to the street.
The trash guys get to work. It's a tough and dirty job, but Gorman says drivers make around $70,000 a year. Shakers, the ones who cling to the back of the truck, make about $50,000. Leah Bergman lives off Hemingway Street in Back Bay. She said her recycling went a week without being picked up, and she points to the public trash receptacles overflowing around the city.
I would give it a B+. I mean, I feel like with the way it's looked, it's not that bad. I feel like it could be worse.
It could be worse. Thomas Henry, a shaker for just 6 months, says he's been able to get to most of the trash.
It's brutal, man. You know, we got 8-foot snow mounds. You know, people won't shovel off their cars, so it makes it difficult for us to collect the trash. So it's either this, either you shovel your space or your trash gets left. You know, I hate to do it that way, but that's the way it is.
Asked what message he has for the people of Boston, Henry was unequivocal.
Shovel out your trash cans and we'll get it.
For many living in the area, that's easier said than done.
That story from WBUR's Simone Rios. And Robin, we should say, important news today.
It's a big day.
This is the day that the city of Boston is going to try and stop people from engaging in a longtime tradition that if you shovel out your spot on the street and then put something in it, you can hold it until you come back with your car. Today, the city plans to go around and collect those spot savers.
Which, I mean, it'll be we will miss seeing the ironing boards and chairs and
TV sets, whatever it might be,
that are on the streets.
We will be watching to see how that goes over.